This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show. Roatan completely shattered our expectations. We originally went for the diving, but what we discovered felt in ways like we were transported back to the Maldives. I'm talking crystal clear water where you can see fish in ankle deep water, but at a fraction of the price that we paid to be in the Maldives. After spending a week exploring this hidden gem off the coast of Honduras, I'm about to show you exactly why this might just be your next dream destination. Here's what nobody tells you about Roatan. It's only a 2.5 hour flight from Miami, but feels like you've discovered a secret that the rest of the world hasn't quite caught on to just as yet. We just spent a week exploring various parts of this island, from the pristine reefs to hidden animal sanctuaries, and I've already covered our incredible stay at the Kimpton Grand Roatan in a separate video, and we'll go ahead to link that in the description if you want the full breakdown of where we stayed. But today, I'm sharing everything else. The diving that rivals some world-class destinations. The $35 seafood dinners that would cost 30x more in the States. And why having the right local driver can completely transform your experience as it did our own. And if you stick around to the end, I'll tell you exactly how to get our driver's contact information. And trust me, this alone will enhance your entire experience. But here's what really blew my mind. We've been to the Maldives twice now, and Roatan's reef snorkeling right in front of the resort was giving us a similar caliber of smaller marine life and corals, except you're paying Honduras prices and not the Maldives prices. So if you're new to this channel, my name is DeAndre. I'm a Forbes-ranked financial advisor, and along with my fiancé, Taryn, we travel the world sharing luxury hotel reviews, destination tips, and travel experiences designed to help you elevate your adventures. And if that sounds like your vibe, hit that subscribe button and stick around. So let's talk about why we actually came here, which was the diving. We booked with West Bay Divers right at the resort, and here's what really surprised us. You don't need to actually take an hour-long boat ride to reach incredible dive sites. Everything is essentially just a few hundred yards offshore, so our longest boat ride may have been 10 minutes at best. The coral reef system here is part of the second largest barrier reef in the world, and it actually shows. The visibility was consistently well over 100 feet. We're talking crystal clear water, bath water level warm, and unlike Cozumel where you're doing drift diving and flying past everything, the calm waters there really allowed you to stop and appreciate the tiny stuff. Nudibranches, branches, seahorses, lobsters, I mean, a lot of things that you wouldn't get to see if you didn't take your time, which was nice. Now, fair warning, if you're an adrenaline junkie looking for shark encounters and strong currents, this might feel a little bit tame. If you're used to experiences like in the Maldives and seeing a lot of manta rays and whale sharks on your dives, this might impress you slightly less. But if you do want to see pristine corals, schools of tropical fish, and have some relaxing dives or snorkels, then this is the place to get it. Practice your buoyancy, underwater photography, all those things, all while swimming through underwater coral caves. I mean, overall, it was perfection. The night dive itself was incredible. It felt like we jumped into a different world coming alive. We were able to jump right in at dusk, and we got to explore all the sea life that wait until dark to venture out. And here's the thing, even if you don't dive, again, like I've said, the snorkeling right off the beach at the Kimpton was pretty mind-blowing. I'm talking knee-deep water with hundreds of fish surrounding you. And it seems like they're so used to people because they literally bump into you like underwater puppies. I obviously don't know if that's the case at every resort and all around the entire island, but I can say at the Kimpton, that was our experience for sure, which was awesome. Now, a big mistake that I think tourists often make is never leaving their resort. And the West End is where Roatan really comes alive, and the Kimpton actually runs shuttles there every single evening. And this is where a lot of the expats hang out, where many locals tend to eat, and where you'll find some of the best food on the island. We discovered what was one of our favorite restaurants called Pura Vida, which is a Costa Rican restaurant with a view right over the bay. We were able to have an entire lobster dinner with fresh tropical dishes for, I think, like $35. And the same meal in the States, especially in a place like Miami or other places, could easily have ran well over $100. But the real surprise I thought there was a restaurant called The Drunken Sailor, which was a surprising name because it's actually an authentic Italian restaurant run by an Italian family. There's like maybe 10, 15 seats total, an incredible meal selection of homemade pastas, and they had two boards of just truffle specials. It was awesome. And when you hear Italian being spoken in the back in the kitchen, you know that you have found something real. The whole West End Strip has this perfect kind of chaos to it. No real sidewalks, I mean outdoor seating everywhere, local artists selling the work, and places like Frank's Hideaway where locals and tourists mix it up with a DJ and party until 2 in the morning. And it was actually at Frank's where everything changed for our trip, because we were looking for a taxi to get back to the hotel and we weren't actually able to find one. And a guy kind of standing right outside of Frank's named William offered us a ride. Now, normally you don't just jump into a random car in a foreign country, but something just made sense and he gave us a fair price, which was essentially the same cost of a taxi, maybe a slightly cheaper. And I think it was one of the best decisions that we made all week. You see, William isn't just a driver, he actually grew up around the island. And on the ride back, we asked him what I would consider the golden question, which is, where would you go if you were visiting? Knowing what you know, what would you do? And this is where having a local connection can really become priceless, because the airport wanted $55 to $120 for hotel shuttles. William charged $35, the same as a taxi. But here's the real value, was the local connections there. He knows which restaurants have fresh lobster that day. He knows which tour operators treat their animals ethically. And that's when we learned about Mayan Eden. And a simple question to where to go gave us, I say, probably one of the coolest wildlife experiences that we've had in the Caribbean. Now, you're going to see signs everywhere in Roatan about having animal encounters. Hold a sloth, pet a monkey, all sorts of things. And honestly, many of them are tourist traps and also aren't great for the animals. In fact, Honduras actually just passed some laws limiting how many sloths facilities can have and outlawing touching them at most places because the problem got so bad. But Mayan Eden is different, and here's why. This is a legitimate sanctuary where the government actually brings a lot of their rescued animals. The sloths roam free in the trees. There's like 15 of them. And when most places are legally capped at 3 or 4 because they're kept in cages, you know this place is doing something right. The capuchin monkeys literally leave the property because they can pretty much roam freely. They go back to terrorize the town and come back when they're hungry and when they want to, not just because they're sitting in cages. Now, they do have cages there that they can come in and out of, but they manage everything so well. So when we arrived, William's friend, who's actually the sloth trainer, wasn't even supposed to be working. He came in on his day off because William reached out to him unbeknownst to us, and he ended up climbing up like 30 feet up a tree to go find a three-toed sloth just so we could see one up close. You can't touch them. Their skin is way too sensitive. But watching this prehistoric creature slowly turn its head to look at you was pretty amazing. I mean, the staff knew all the animals' personalities, every toucan's, you know, quirks, every parrot's favorite treat. They also have an incredible zip line course through the jungle canopy, and the guides did a really great job there just allowing you or helping you to capture the experience. I'm going to do a full video just on Mayan Eden because I think there's so much to share, and it's incredible to hear and see all the animals and just hear from the trainers and the guides themselves. So make sure you're subscribed with the bell on so you don't miss when it airs. And one thing to note, during this experience, William actually picked us up from the hotel. He took us to Mayan Eden, waited with all of our things, as well as for us to get through the couple hours of both the zipline course and the animal sanctuary, and brought us back to the resort, even with a stop for photos in between. That's why I think a great driver can really help to change or elevate your experience, which is what we found out also when we went to Bali. So if Bali's on your bucket list, check out that video because we talk about our driver there and also provide his contact information as well if you're planning to go to Bali. And just so you know, I also host a weekly Top 100 Travel podcast. That's where we dive into how we use points and miles to unlock luxury travel, from $10,000 business class flights that we get for less than the price of economy to staying in five-star hotels like the Grand Kimpton in Roatan, all with pennies on the dollar. Feel free to scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description below to go ahead and check it out. So before we wrap up, let's talk about the beach situation because it's unique. West Bay Beach is absolutely gorgeous. White sand, calm water, palm trees, the whole Caribbean paradise thing. But here's what the Instagram photos don't always show. It's that cruise ships dock in Roatan almost daily, and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., parts of the beach are packed, as this is a major place to drop off cruise goers. But we discovered the trick. After 4 p.m., it's pretty empty. The cruise passengers are gone, the vendors pack it up, and you have this pristine beach to yourself, all for sunset. The Kimpton is at the far end of the bay, so even during peak hours, we had plenty of space and weren't really bothered when we were on the resort, but walking 5 minutes down the beach was like entering a very different world altogether. You'll have people trying to sell you bracelets, offering massages, kids selling candy, that type of thing, but if you're staying at a resort, almost all of them had security that are pretty tight, and the vendors are pretty respectful if you decided to decline very politely. There are also decent restaurants along the beach, and we popped into a couple of different resorts to try what they had, some of their food and drinks as well, some of their beach bars that they might have had. And across the whole stay, our food experience was pretty incredible. And the water is so calm that you could very easily catch an inflatable and float with a cocktail and not really drift too much. So we're talking almost like lake-like conditions in the Caribbean because of the fact that you're sitting in a bay. So I think it'd be perfect for families with kids, anyone learning how to snorkel, or if you just want to relax without having to worry about all the waves. So look, if you're deciding between another trip to Cancun or trying something new, Roatan, I think, should be at the top of your list. It's got water that, again, transported us almost back to the Maldives, Costa Rica type vibes, world-class diving, and Honduras prices. As promised, if you want William's contact information as a driver, use the link in the description below, or you can use our QR code as well. Make sure to save it before you land. Whenever we go back, we're going to be reaching out to him to directly coordinate our airport pickup because he was such a fantastic driver and made for such a great experience for us as well. And if this video helped you plan your next trip to Roatan, hit the like button. It really helps the channel. Make sure to subscribe and hit the bell to hear when the Mayan Eden video comes out. And make sure to check out our podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, for even more in-depth travel content. Links to everything are in the description. And don't forget to check out our Kimpton Grand Roatan hotel review if you haven't already. I break down the entire property, where we stayed, all the amenities, the world-class spa, all of those things. Until next time.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life. through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.